How about this? Lavishly promoting people who turn on us. I mean, these guys have gone out of their way. They're falling all over themselves to promote and protect and befriend any guy who just turns on it. I'm not talking about one guy. I'm talking about multiple people. When they turn on us, they just go, they just like falling all over themselves to connect with them, to have them come preach for them, to go preach for them, to do videos with them. You say, I don't know. I think it's kind of a coincidence. Okay, well, how many do you have to do before it becomes a pattern? Joe Major makes a video saying, I don't like Pastor Anderson. I'm separating from Pastor Anderson. I'm separating from the new IFB.
Joe Major, who was so zealously and so gung-ho, I'm so new IFB, that he was punting Scofield Reference Bibles across the auditorium at the Prophecy Conference, but shortly thereafter turned on Pastor Stephen Anderson.
And they're just falling all over themselves to go preach for him, to have him come preach for them, to just be their friends. And you kind of take note of that, and you're like, that's a little odd. Now, first we had this coronavirus thing, now we have this Joe Major thing. How about Patrick Boyle?
Patrick Boyle, who I also saw for the first time at Faithful Word Baptist Church at the Prophecy Conference during a church service, who was just so amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, just like hyper zealous, excited to be there with this big wide-eyed smile the whole time. Just everybody knew how much he loved the sermon. And I was like, who is this guy? He looks like a clean-cut old IFB guy. I'm like, is this a Hiles Anderson graduate or something that defected from the old IFB and is just like super excited to be here right now? But it was Romanian missionary Patrick Boyle. And people are like, who are you to talk about this? What's with this weird culture now of everyone thinking they should be the arbiter of what Christians are allowed to give their opinions on what issues? Because just like Pastor Jimenez clearly pointed out in his sermons, these are patterns that are readily observable and that people see. They're pointing out the obvious. This is just commentary and spectatorship of something that's public. These are sermons that are on YouTube. These are Christians talking about preaching coming from Christian preachers. It's as natural as rain. But people act like you pointing out things that are obvious, no matter who you are, that's the problem. You know, people who are ironically super pro-Americana Baptist, libertarian, you know, apple pie eating, preserve my guns and my constitution and my free speech. But ironically, it's like half their sermons are devoted to, you know, ripping on people who they think shouldn't be giving their opinion on something.
Who held an entire conference against the new IFB's King James only position. Who held an entire conference against Pastor Anderson. Who had Adam Fannin come to his church and publicly pray. And when Patrick Boyle turns on us, they're just falling all over themselves. I mean, they're scheduled to go do a revival conference for him soon, sometime soon here. How about Josh Gander, who's a dipstick up in Canada, not even worth mentioning his name, who's just this idiot, has just been severely attacking all of us.
Yep, these are all readily observable red flags that people have been noticing for literal years now. And to reference back to the last clips that I clipped on this channel of this sermon from Pastor Menez, you know, think about the hypocrisy of calling a layman out from Pastor Jimenez's church for calling Stacy Shiflett the Repent of Your Sins heretic and asking what he believes and making a video about the issue of his false gospel, saying that he shouldn't have done that because, you know, he's a layman who's not qualified to be a pastor and he's a bozo and this, this, and that. He's not even qualified to be a pastor. Well, then why is Josh Gander being invited to preach at your church and events? Because we all know he's not qualified to be a pastor. So what's worse, having someone like Josh Gander, you know, yoking up with him and giving him a platform when he is unbiblically, you know, going against the word of God, showing disdain for the biblical qualifications and just being a pastor anyway, acting as a pastor anyway, you know, having somebody that's rebellious like that come and preach at your church, but then say, oh no, this layman, he's not even qualified to be a pastor. He shouldn't say anything about Stacy Shiflett. They said, what gives you the right to talk about these things? The fact that I'm a king and a high priest, the fact that I have eyes and I can see these things, and so can everybody.
And they're just falling all over themselves to protect him, to promote him. How about Paul Wittenberger? I mean, Paul Wittenberger, as far as I know, hasn't attacked us, but he definitely separated himself from us, and that's fine. People want to separate themselves from us, that's not a problem. But they just go out of their way to connect themselves with him, to do live streams with them. How about Matt Powell? Same thing.
I'm going to post a quick screenshot of what Matt said to me about this situation. I like Matt. He says he's neutral in this situation. He says he didn't separate from the new IFB, but I understand why Pastor Jimenez got that impression.
As far as I know, he hasn't attacked us, but he's definitely separated himself from us, and they're just falling all over themselves to connect with him, to befriend him, to have him do live streams together. Look, how much discernment do you have before you start making the connecting? Huh, it seems like everybody that turns on us, they just befriend them and become their close friend and want to do all these conferences together. How much discernment do you have before you start connecting the dots and thinking, I don't think these people like us. I think these people are subtly attacking us. Looks like everybody that turns on us, they're just like, that's my best friend. And then, you know, you preach like this, and this is the comment that comes back to you. Well, don't they have the right to be friends with whoever they want? Now, listen to me. Let me answer your stupid question. Yes. But before you say, well, then they can do whatever they want. Okay, but if the answer is yes for them, isn't the answer yes for us? Well, don't they have the right to be friends with whoever they want? Okay, yeah, they do. So don't we have the right to choose to not be friends with them based off the fact that they want to be friends with our enemies? No. You just have to keep being their friend. They have the right. They have the right, but not you. That's stupid. You know, they don't have to be friends with anybody. Well, you know what? I don't have to be friends with them either. They can go preach wherever they want and not preach wherever they want. Well, you know what? I don't have to be their friend and like them and promote them either. You say, these subtle attacks attacking us regarding coronavirus, lavishly promoting and turning, you're just loving everyone who turns on us. These people have no loyalty.